traditionally take a dip towards the middle of the year, or historically, that's when the market weakens, if you like, because there's more cattle coming onto the market as stations, you know, sell off cattle after the wet season. But our market here is starting to firm again. We're, as a company, chasing cattle at the moment, and the market is just starting to stick its head up again a little bit firmer. So that indicates the strong demand out there, and there's a lot of restockers looking for cattle as well as exporters at present.
Because the wet season was so good, the first round started late for so many people. Are we starting to see cattle move already, or is it more about that restocking process?
Yeah, well, there's two tiers of demand. There's a number of restockers that have come into play, and they're looking to compete with the exporter, of course. They're restockers and or backgrounders, I should say, not so much restockers, wrong choice of words. So they're backgrounders. They're looking to put cattle away generally on the floodplain, and so those floodplains need to drain sufficiently enough to put the cattle on. Cattle are being delivered as we speak, and so we've got exporters looking for cattle. We've got backgrounders looking for cattle. And so there's pretty healthy support out there for the market at the moment, and that's showing in the trend, in the price. It's starting to firm.
What sort of dollar figure are we seeing for those backgrounding?
Oh, look, I think you'd call the market today $3.30 for feeder weight cattle. So the backgrounders have really got to compete with the exporters there. So in that vicinity, some will pay more. It depends on their model and what they're hoping to do. But the export rate today, as we speak, is around about that $3.30 mark. There has been some incidents where it's been exceeded and some where it's been shy of that $3.30 mark. But that's around about where it is for feeder weight in those steers.
A few weeks ago, it was back around the $3 mark. What's driven that sort of jump in the last couple of weeks?
Well, as you know, Lydia, it's a supply and demand driven market, just like a lot of other commodities, and the demand is pretty strong. There's some big orders to fill out there, and that's the basis of it. That's as simple as that in my mind anyway.
You know, would you say that the export price has increased? That has been a recent thing?
Well, if we come off of the highs of last year, you know, the 380s, and that we came back on the back of the imported buffalo meat, as the Indonesian government set about trying to cheapen up the market. The reports that I understand, you know, from Ross Ainsworth and the NTLEA at Stewart Kemp and so forth, is that the importers over there really need to make a dollar as well. They've got they're in business, and they weren't able to sell their product at a profit sufficient to keep buying cattle. So the market seemingly had to weaken, and it came back a fair way, and it's just firming again. Where it goes to, well, nobody knows. I'm not prepared to predict that, but it's certainly firmed at the moment.
In terms of the backgrounding price, I mean, $3.30, that's pretty hefty if you're paying it. Do you think that it's just confidence off the back of a really strong wet season that people are willing to pay that much?
Well, again, my personal view is, and I've maintained this view for quite some time, the fundamentals are very strong here in the north. I mean, we have emerging markets. The fundamentals are very strong. I would say that those backgrounders are looking to put on as much weight as they possibly can. They'll be looking for the right style of cattle that are going to grow out. I don't know their business models, but I suspect that they do their modelling based on buying and selling in the same market. And so their margins are their weight gains, and therefore they need to be looking after those particular mobs of cattle very well, good feed, good management, water, you know, animal health treatments. And then with some degree of historical data behind us, and when they go to sell them, the market's generally firmer and they can look to take a margin that's sufficient of the investment, the initial investment.
So at the moment, other than live export, most of the cattle in the territory are staying here, staying put?
There's a big demand for background cattle. So yes, there's, as I say, a number of graziers. Our company have been providing background cattle to a number of our clients for many years. There's been an increase in that market. And so, yes, they are.
Those backgrounders, are the cattle coming from Queensland, given that it's still dry through a large part of Queensland? Is that sort of where Northern Territory pastoralists are looking?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, they're scouring the country. They're in the Kimberley. They're here in the Territory, of course, and they're in Queensland. So some of those areas over there where there has been a little bit of rain, you know, they are competing with a few of the guys over there. But to a large degree, and by no means am I an expert on Central Queensland's volume of grass at the moment, but I do understand that there is still plenty of cattle coming out, which would normally be held to grow out. But once again, grazies, you know, have to do what they have to do. So, yeah, the restockers and the exporters are scouring the north for those mobs of cattle.
How long do you expect this sort of money to stick around for cattle?
Wow, that's a great question, Lydia. I'm an optimist, and as I've said, I think the fundamentals are very strong. We have very good market forces to our north. We are good at what we do in growing very, very good cattle. I would like to think that for the foreseeable future, the market remains very, very firm, and our pastoralists can take advantage of those very, very good returns. So in my view, I think it's long-term, I don't know. I don't think anyone does. But for the foreseeable future, I think it's very firm.
You don't think that even though the market has strengthened recently, do you expect that we'd see those $3.70, $3.80 again this year?
Lydia, I'd love to think that we could and that everyone made some money. My understanding is that if the importers can make some money at those levels, then they'll pay it. It'd be great for the pastoralists to receive those levels and beyond, if possible. I think we have to be realistic and say that, you know, for the market to remain strong in terms of flow of cattle outflow, then we need to have everybody making a dollar. So, yeah, it could happen. I'm not prepared to predict, though, that it will.
So for the moment, things look pretty good if you've got cattle in the paddock. I mean, the money is strengthening with more demand. We've seen a bit more of a jump in the live export price. So is the message for pastoralists to just enjoy the good times on their hands at the moment?
Well, once again, I think I've been quoted as saying I'm never going to tell a pastoralist how to run their business. But in my view, yes, certainly there's a better market. Well, a stronger market. There has been a strengthening market, as we all know. You know, we've got up to some unprecedented levels, and it is very firm. You know, north of $3 is a great return, and it should be very widely received as being a solid return that graziers may wish to, you know, park up and retire some of their debt. Capital investment on their properties, or, you know, that's really up to them and the management of their businesses. But yes, I think at the moment, in my view, for this year, indeed, we will see firm markets. And as you know, we conducted a bull sale, our company and Elders, last week. Extremely strong result. You'd have to link some of that to the confidence that exists in the market at this stage.